last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, there was a really good story in the Irish Daily Mail this morning by Craig Hughes, their political editor, and it's the sort of story that just would drive you absolutely nuts, that the Department of Public Expenditure Reform is not able to track billions of euro being spent on individual government projects due to concerns over data protection. Minister for Public Expenditure Jack Chambers said his department is provided with an estimate of the spend but does not hold a centralised database of each of the individual projects. To discuss that story, I am joined by the author of it, Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Craig, you're very welcome to the programme. What's this all about?
Yeah, Danny, it is quite extraordinary, given that the times you live in where how the public purse is spent and utilised is under such microscopic examination. To think that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform doesn't have over this level of oversight really is quite astonishing. And to make it worse, they used to. So back in 2019, the Office of Government Procurement would have held a centralised database of public procurement contracts. So these would be things like, for example, the Office of Public Works and the Bike Shed, for example. What the department has is basically the amount that was tendered for, but it doesn't have an up-to-date cost on that. So if there's an overrun, we won't hear about it until it turns up in an audit report. So Fianna Fáil, TD for Galway East, Albert Dolan, has been doing a lot of work on this and around public spending at large, and he's bringing forward new legislation to try and change this. And essentially what he wants to do is be able to link the tender with the level of payments that are gone out. So that would allow you to see if there was an overrun before it ends up in an audit report. And the idea being that the minister could then intervene and deal with it rather than waiting for a report and then going, oh, look, we have to learn lessons from all this.
Yeah. Are we any wiser? Because, like, during my time in Leinster House, and particularly after the introduction of GDPR, we heard a lot of stuff that was previously published, like payments to former office holders, like nothing that controversial, but all of a sudden was now not being released on the grounds of GDPR. Have they explained how organisational or pay related to projects would even come near to breaching anyone's data protection rights?
I don't have I'm told that they got legal advice on the issue. And just to say to your listeners, it was in 2019 that the Office of Government Procurement stopped collating this data essentially on the basis that it would breach GDPR. But I think there's a real chance here for them to change this again, because Minister for Public Expenditure and Infrastructure, Jack Chambers, is about to bring a really serious memo to Cabinet on infrastructure, right, where they introduce emergency powers. But one thing that they've spoken about is rolling back on what they call gold-plating EU legislation. So in some instances, Ireland has implemented EU legislation like 100%, mm-hmm. where actually all they would have had to do was 20%. So GDPR is EU legislation. And I think this is a real case where it should be wound back in another area, because, you know, not just for the taxpayer and transparency, but also for government ministers, they should want to know where there are overruns and to be told about them sooner rather than later, so they can actually intervene and do their job as minister and actually have an impact on that rather than have to wait for it to come up in some report.
It would seem in Congress that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform is sort of referred to privately as the Department of No, and that they say no to all their other departments, but yet they don't have a control of their own line of spending. And then we get issues like the Bike Shed, we get issues like the Arts Council, and we get issues now like the tea rooms in Merrion Square with 6.1 million euro on a tea rooms. So it would seem in Congress that level of control is not there, given that they say no to other things. Beyond sort of Jack Chambers, I mean, and you're a very seasoned reporter now at this stage in Leinster House, you know, like, I mean, what's the sense within the system? Like, is this just deeper saying, like, we've taken this legal advice, gold plated, as you say, and we're not willing to challenge it? Or do you think that the politicians will redress that balance? Because this is a significant moment, I think.
I think that the issue of waste of public monies has really come under the spotlight in recent years. It's become politically toxic. And it's like, during the last election, for example, the story of the Bike Shed came up on the doors repeatedly. Politicians on all sides of the House would tell you that. And I do get a sense that there is some willingness to budge here. I do know that Deputy Dolan has met with Minister Chambers on this, and Deputy Dolan is bringing forward legislation as well to try and push this forward. I think it'll be very difficult for the government for Minister Chambers to push back on it, especially when I don't think there's an appetite to do that. I think you have a classic case here of Someone made a decision a couple of years ago, oh, there might be risk of GDPR, and it was never really revisited. No one was knocking down the door to get it wound back. That pressure is now there. And look, I'm sure you'd find legal advice to say that there might be a GDPR risk. I'm sure you'll also find legal advice to say that, no, you've gone too far here. So I really think this will put it up to the minister and the government at large to really be able to say to the public, no, we're clamping down this. We're going to be watching spending hawkishly. And where there are overruns, we're going to be on it straight away to intervene.
Talk to me about the tea rooms in Merrion Square, because that's one that is the latest sort of example of egregious spend, or it seemed an egregious increase in the initial budget. What has driven the exceptional rise in costs here?
Yes, this is a really good story by Ellen Coyne in the Irish Times today. And it emanated from an audit report from Dublin City Council, a 2024 audit report from Dublin City Council. And actually, even saying that in itself, you know, we're only hearing about this from a 2024 audit report, as opposed to a minister being able to get sight of it, as it's kind of happening live. And I suppose the report said that the tea rooms, the cost increased from 246,000 in 2015 to 655,000 in 2024. And there was an initial approved budget of 6.1 million, and they won't say what the final one is going to be now. And, you know, look, the cost of, you know, there's plenty of reasons why projects can overrun. You've got inflation, you've got delays, all this type of thing. But I guess from a government perspective, you know, that's something that if you're the line minister, if they were alerted to that as it was happening, they could go, okay, hold on, I want a briefing on this. What's happening? What, you know, as opposed to just silently creeping away, costs keep being incurred, and then we have to go back and look at it retrospectively.
It's the children's hospital all over again, really, isn't it? Like,
I mean, you could point to countless examples: children's hospital, bike shed, doll printer. You know, I mean,
you had to get that one if you broke the story. But listen, thank you so much for joining us, Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail.
The last word with Life Pharmacy, over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy, live better together.